Memtesel Midbeis, the top. Mutaba Ava. A person who says that he's Osir Betavshil. So Tavshil, the way people speak, is something that accompanies bread. But something you eat by itself without bread is not called a Tavshil. So therefore, he's mutter to eat something thick, but not something that's thin and loose. Where it says, Masnisen lo kebavloi. The Mishnah is not like the Bavloi. Dom Reb Zeira Bavloi tipshoi da'achli lachma balachma. The Bavloim are foolish because they eat bread with bread. In other words, they used to eat hard dishes, like rice or whatever, together with bread. Okay, that was so. They called a tavshil even things that that are thick, because they used to eat them with bread. Anything you eat with bread is called a tavshil, and they used to eat thick things with bread. The Balei Musar say what it means is, if you ask the Bavloi how come he's working so hard to earn a living, it's because he has to eat. Why does he have to eat? Because he has to go and work and earn a living. It was a vicious circle. So they ate bread with bread. So that's the foolishness, right? You have to work to eat, but you have to eat to live, and live has to have a purpose besides going back to work again. Okay. Rashi. Masnisen diktani ova lomis achle berifsa. The Mishnah that says that thick things they don't eat with bread, and therefore it's not called a tavshil. De lo kebavloi, de malafsi pita bedaisa dehavi ova. They used to eat rice with bread. Okay. Omer Rav Chisda, de mashil lahon lahalan nagdani dehutzel. Right. He said that if you'll ask the people who are very particular about how they eat in hutzel, hadein daisa hechin mali lemechla. Right, so they eat rice with bread. What does that mean? Dechiti belachma. What's it called? Mechla dechiti belachma. Dechiti udesari belachma desari. We're not talking about rice really. It's talking about some kind of cereal. Right, it's either made out of wheat or barley. Right, but it's the consistency of rice, not what we call rice. So what's it called? It's like porridge, I guess. So there's wheat porridge and barley porridge. What's good? Eat wheat bread with wheat porridge and barley bread with barley porridge. Oh, dilma dechiti besari, desari bedechiti. Or maybe not, right? The Marsha explains that the idea of eating, what's it called, bread with these things, because it enhances the bread. So eating the same thing is not an enhancement, it's just duplicating it. So it could be that even the people who ate bread with things that are similar to bread did it in a way that enhanced the bread by doing it the opposite, not eating wheat with barley or barley with wheat. Or maybe not. Maybe they just, you know, wanted to extend the bread extend the tavshil with bread. They could make it fill it up. Okay, that was a shiloh. Dilma dechiti b'desari, desari b'dechiti. Okay, so how did they do it? Did they eat wheat bread with wheat porridge and barley bread with barley porridge, or the opposite with the opposite? Rava achle b'chasisi. Right? Rava, ate bread with chasisi. Chasisi is what's it called? Is a sweet flour. Let's see, Rashi speaks what it is. Rashi. Dechiti yochla ochla belechem. Nakdani daikoni b'maychol. People are fussy about what they eat. Heichen mali be'ezer dover meula achila sadaisa. Right? What did they exactly eat with the daisa, with the porridge? Dechiti yochla ochla belechem shalchitim udaisa desari yochla ochla belechem shalsaorim. Did they just extend the barley porridge with barley bread, and the same thing with wheat porridge and wheat bread? Al dilma daisa shalchitim yofalecho b'shalsaorim. Or they complemented it with something different. So they ate barley bread with wheat porridge and so on. B'shalsaorim b'shalchitim v'istigarsi nakrani. Not nakdani. Nakdani means the ones who were fussy and exacting about what they ate. Nakrani miloshin ki koren or ponov. Meleim chachmo meira pneihim. Shenemar chachmas odem tor ponov. People who are wise, and they knew what, how to eat properly. Ochle bechasisi. Hoye malafis pito bechasisi. He used to eat bread together with chasisi. Leforish lo b'mesechus psachim. Kimcha da avishuna. Right, it's sweet flour. Why kemach shokloyo saorim shalohei viushlish? You take barley that didn't grow yet a full third of its growth, and you toast it. Meyabshin also betanur, you toast it the klufim heim, and that flour is a very sweet flour. So, and then you made a porridge out of it, and he used to eat bread together with that, and he was from Bavel. So he was one of these Bavloyim that ate bread with porridge. Rabba bar Rav Huna Ashkechel Rav Huna Dekoachol Daiso Beetzboase. Right, Rabba bar Rav Huna found Rav Huna eating Daiso with his fingers. Omer le, Amai Koachol Mar B'yodei, why eating with your fingers? Like, it must have been with his mother. The Omer le, Hachi Omer Rav, Daiso Beetzboase Bose. No, that, what's it called? Porridge you eat with your fingers. We're just in a fancy restaurant in Yerushalayim, and the chef was from South Africa, big bucky and meats or whatever, and he brought these chicken wings to tell me. He said, you must eat these with your hands. You don't eat these with a, what's it called? So that's what I, but this porridge also you eat with your hands. V'chol, you don't eat it with silverware. V'chol dechem betartein, and if you eat it with one finger, you know, just put it out, that's one way. Two fingers even better, and three fingers is the best. Okay. Right. Omar le Rav Lechia Borei. V'chein Omar le Rav Huna le Rabba Borei. Right. Rav Chia said to his son, and Rav Huna said the same thing to Rabba, his son. Nizamnim mechol mechul daisa ad parsa. If somebody invites you to eat daisa, travel a parsa to eat it. Lemechel bisra de Torah, if they invite you for some nice good meat, right, ox meat, you can go three parsas for that. I wouldn't travel, you know, as I say, I'd travel a mile for a camel or whatever, I travel a parsa for porridge, but I travel three parsos for some good meat.
So concerned about the kashmis?
Not 100% sure what this Gemara. A lot of these Gemaras, right, either are that a person has to be careful about what they eat, mesuder, because that's also part of life. It's healthy. It's a good ox meat is healthy for you, and porridge is, you know, if you get invited for porridge, so it'd be nice, but don't travel more than a parsa. Omer le Rav Chia Borei, v'chein Omer le Rav Huna le Rabba Borei, kol midam lo tiflot kamei Rabcha. So they were teaching their children Derech Eretz. They told him, anything, don't spit in front of your Rebbe. Levar min kora v'daisa. But if you eat squash or daisa and you feel like spitting, which I can understand, shehein dom le psilta shel eiver, because if you swallow the saliva that accumulates from eating these things, it's like swallowing molten lead. Okay, that's what the Marsha says, that they used to melt down lead when they wanted to kill somebody with Srefa, so they poured molten lead. He said, that's what it's like, swallowing that saliva. Vafilu kamishvur malka plod. Even if you're sitting in front of the king of Persia, spit, it's acceptable to spit that case also. Okay, we're not used to spitting. Especially on the subways, it says, you know, not to spit, and then but it used to be that they had spittoons. It was an accepted thing to, you know, what's it called, to spit publicly or whatever. They, what's it called? They had, you know, choshev kalim that people would spit into. So it's not the etiquette, I guess, of Western society, but it was an accepted thing in some societies. Rashi, okay. Mezam lecho lechol daisad parsa da shoso Michael eno soid libcha elad hiluch parsas. Rashi learns that was a rod. What's it called? But Rashi learns that it won't last. If you eat daisa, it's like Chinese food. After a parsa, already you're hungry again. So it won't help you till a parsa, right? Ubasar ashor acholosh parsals. But if you eat nice good meat, it'll last you three parsals. Inyan acher imizam. Another pshat is imizam lechol lechol daisa parsal lech acher daisa lechol tefilo. If somebody invites you to eat daisa and they're a parsa away, it's worth a parsa of travel to eat the daisa. But not more. The lechol basar shor leichat shalosh parsals for eating. They invite you for a meat meal. You can travel. It's worth traveling for three parsals. Okay. Kol midam los tiflot kami rabcha lo taruk rok b'fnei rabcha. Don't spit in front of your rebbe. Kedom reseches eravin harok b'fnei rabcha chayiv misa. Shneamar v'chol misanai ehavu modes. Right. It's a chutzpah. It's a bizoyin for the covet of the rab. Aval im achalta delas v'daisa. If you ate pumpkins or squash and daisa, v'nizdamen l'chaharok b'fichah, and because of that you have saliva, plot b'fnei rabcha, spit it out even in front of the rebbe. Uzroko solechutz sheyesh bo sakonis nefashos. Swallowing that saliva is dangerous. Shehein koshin legufa shalada kepsila shalaver. Don't be embarrassed. Even if you sit in front of the king, he'll understand also why you spit. You hope. Okay. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda chad ochel daisa be'etzbaase. Okay, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda were eating together from the same dish. So one was eating daisa with his fingers. The chad ochel behutza. One was eating with the bark of a tree. I guess they didn't have silverware, so. So the one who was eating with the bark said to the one who was eating with his fingers, "How long are you going to feed me the dirt under your fingernails?" Right? So you keep sticking your fingers in the food over here, and I have to eat what your fingernail dirt. The one who was eating with his fingers said to the one who was eating with the bark, "Ad mosei ato machalin rokha." Every time you lick off the daisa from your bark, your spit goes on the bark and you put it back into the bowl. So, and this Gemara, there must be, like the Ramchal says, a lot of these things in the Gemara were said to hide very deep ideas which Chazal did not want to say openly. So they put this into the Gemara, and there is something deep about it, more than just that they were complaining about how they were eating over here. But I have no idea what it is. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aisha, Kamaya, Bluestein. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, they brought Bluestein. Bluestein is some kind of dates. Rabbi Yehuda ochel, so Rabbi Yehuda ate them. Rabbi Shimon lo ochel, and Rabbi Shimon didn't eat them. Omer le Rabbi Yehuda, my time lo ochel mar. Why don't you eat the dates? Omer le Rabbi Shimon, elu ein yotzim le meyayim kol ikar, because they sit in your stomach and they don't go out. Omer le Rabbi Yehuda, kol shken shenis mecholim locher. That's great. Then I don't have to eat tomorrow, right? He was very poor. And this way I'll save another meal tomorrow. If they sit in your stomach, I'll be filled tomorrow too without having to eat. Now we're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda was poor. Rabbi Yehuda have a Yosef Kamed Rabbi Tarfin. Omer le Rabbi Tarfin, Hayom Panecha Tzehuvin. Rabbi Tarfin said to him, "You look really happy today. Right? Your face is shining." Omer le Emesh Yotzu Avadech L'Soda V'Heviu Lanu Tardin V'Achalnu B'lo Melech. Says, last night, Your avodim, right? Rabbi Tarfin's avodim went and brought us beets, and we ate them without salt, right? And haven't eaten beets in a long time. Again, he was a poor man, and this made him really happy. Made his face shine, and we ate it even without salt. If we would have had salt to eat, we really would have been shining. Omra hahi matrenusel Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda again had a shining face. So some matron said to him, "Moravoy, what's it called? You look like you're drunk. Right, you're a morahora and you're drunk. I thought Jews don't get drunk if they're paskin and shilus." Omer lo hem nusa biyode dahi itza. So he said, "I swear to you." In other words, believe me. Itaimna ele kedusha vavdalta. I never drink wine except for kiddush and avdala and arba kosas, the pischa. the chograni tzidoim in papesa varacheres. I have to tie my cheeks from the headache. I have to put, you know, one of those things around their head, you know, when they had toothaches or whatever, right? Till Shavuos. That's how bad it was. So Shaila is over here, does a person have to be Yotze, a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, like Arba Kosos, if he's going to get sick? Mashma, that he, what's it called, sick till Shavuos with a headache. So Shaila is how sick he was, or how much you have to be Moser Nefesh to, for a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. But from here is a, there's a discussion of that Shaila. Ela Chochmas Adam Torah says, I'm not drunk. That's not why I'm a, Ela Chochmas Adam Torah Ponov. The reason is because the chokhmah, that's the real reason. The chokhmah of a person makes his face shine. Omer li hahu tzeduki l'Rabbi Yehuda. The tzeduki said to Rabbi Yehuda, ponecha domim okin malavi ribis okmerat. You look so happy and satisfied. Your face is shining. Only people who loan money with ribis, so they have for sure profit. Omegadli chazerim, right, look like that. We can't do either of those. I have 24 bote kesios from my house to the Beis Medrash, and that's why I'm very happy. So really, the truth is he looked very happy because of his chochmah, but he was an onav. So he attributed it to the Beis Akisei, or he attributed it to the beets. Right, and I think the Marsha says each person over here, somebody says, that each person saw their problems. You know, you see in other people, the matron, she thought she was drunk because that's what she would have done. That's how, why she would have looked like that. The tzeduki, right, saw him as a malave ribis or a benabarian, right, because he would have done that. And Reb Tarfon, what's it called, saw the chochmah in him. Each person saw the thing. Rabbi Yehuda Karozel be Medrash Shokil Gufal Kasve Omer Gedola Malacha Shemachabez Baler. Rabbi Yehuda again was poor, so he had to work for a living. So he used to bring his gulfa is a jug that he used to use for working. He used to bring it to the Beis Medrash and sit on it. And he said, Gedola Malacha Shemachabez Baler. Right, work is a very ennobling thing. It's not a degrading thing, and I'm proud of my jugs that I sit on, bring into the Beis Medrash to sit on, because it gives me. If I didn't work, I wouldn't be able to learn. So I'm sitting on I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash because of my work.
He worked.
Right. The Visu. No, Rav Shimon Shokel Tzina al Kasi. He puts it like a basket that he used to work. Omer Gedola Malach Shemachabed is Balecho. The Visu de Rav Yehuda Nafkas, the wife of Rav Yehuda went out. Nafkas Imra, she bought some material. Avda Glima de Chutvi, and she made a very nice cloak. Kad Nafkas Lashuka Mechsayabe. When she would go out to the Shuk, she would wear it. The Kad Nafik Rav Yehuda Tzluye, when Rav Yehuda would go out to David, it was a what's it called, a unisex thing. It fit men and women, same kind of cloak, men and women. Made a special bracha, right? Otar Yisrael b'sifara, but he made a shatani me'il. Zimna chad gozer Reb Shimon Gamliel tanisa. Reb Shimon Gamliel made a tainis. Reb Yehuda lo asa. Reb Yehuda didn't show up. Lebe tanisa. Amrin le lo isle kisuya. Right? I don't have anything to wear. His wife was wearing the cloak at the time, and they shared it, so he didn't have anything to wear. So shoder le glima velo kibel. So he sent him, what's it called, something to wear, a jacket. I don't have a jacket. Send him a jacket, and he wasn't mekabelit. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, Ad Moshe Atomachilani Rokha, Shahayanosin Ahutza Bathiv, he would put the bark in his mouth, Umadbik Boharok, and suck off the food, and his saliva would remain on the bark, and he put it back into the dish to take the next one. How long are you feeding me the filth under your nails? Blusvin, Te'enim, oh, they're not dates, the figs. Te'enim Shinizbashli Yosemidai. Overripe figs. Kivin shen yotzim nemeayim. They spit in your stomach. Koshkin the malush and ismachalim shein on a tzrichim lechol ma'achalacher got lemacher. Tomorrow we'll have to eat. Morav ravoy atar talmid bal hora the atar shikur. You're a person who's passing shilas and you're shikur. But they shahay you ponit sehuvim kol shoy. Look like a shikur. Like what's it called? Shikurim also look like their faces shine. Hemnusa biyoda dahitza. Emunasi biyodech. I give you my word. She'eni shose kol hashana yayin ala kiddush avda. I never drink wine except for kiddush avdola. The choger ani tzadi, the kosher ani tzadoi padachti, and I tie up my forehead mishum michush roshi because of the headache that I get. That made dalit kosher shashasisi shani choshesh mehem mipesaseres. I can't stand wine, and I force myself to drink arba kosos, and I have a headache till shavuos. Malavi ribbis make extra money, right? Usurers, right? And they're very happy all the time. Tarvayo the gavel chazer v'havus ribbis asir liyudoi. Vade lo meinayu ponay tzuvim. That's not the reason I look so happy. Shokil gufo hayonosi hakankel lebeis hamedrash leishivali. Took the jug to sit on it. Melochish mechabedes the achshav yoshav oleh lebeis hamedrash. Nafkis nokatas imra, yotzos leshuk, v'konsul etzemer v'ob de glima. She bought some wool and she made a cloak. Dehutvid v'osso mimenu sarbel tov. Kadnofakas iu leshuka, havi michsibe. She wore the cloak when she would go out shopping. Rabbi Yehuda kad havi matzli, havi kom machsibe. When he went to shul, he would also wear the cloak. Sh'otani me'il, sh'hoyolohen choviv kol kach, sh'loyolohen acher. He had nothing else to wear, so he was so chaviv to him that he made a special bracha when he put on this cloak.